This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The Colorado Senate begins debate today on next year's state budget. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports lawmakers say they've finally figured what to cut to make up for a $1 billion gap.
The final proposal from the legislature's budget committee largely preserves funding for public schools and Medicaid, the state's two largest expenditures. Instead, it slashes money for transportation, local governments, social programs, and state agencies. Budget Committee Chair Jeff Bridges addressed the group at its last meeting.
This has been a torturous process. Seriously, this has been extremely tough. We've asked a lot of you, and you all have delivered.
But the Budget Committee says this is just a temporary fix. They did not address the state budget's structural problems. That means cuts will be needed for years to come. And this year's budget fights are by no means over. They will now play out in the House and Senate, where the rest of the legislature gets a chance to weigh in.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette says Federal Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. is circumventing congressional authority and putting culture wars over science. The Denver Democrat was responding to a Trump administration announcement Thursday of a major restructuring of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It will cut 20,000 full-time jobs, including some in Colorado.
We will lose research money, we'll lose continuity, we will lose jobs of people who are on the cutting edge.
DeGette leads the Democrats on the health subcommittee. They've called for a meeting with Kennedy. And jury selection in the trial for the woman accused of killing a rising cycling star in 2023 begins today. Officers say Yeva Samolyanska struck Magnus White in her car from behind as he finished a training ride near his home outside of Boulder, killing the 17-year-old. Samolyanska faces as many as 6 years in prison. You are listening to CPR News.